This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
What's up, y'all? It's Joe Coy. Welcome to the Coy Pond, Corolla Digital. I'm part of the family now. Big shout out to Chris Maximalala Malaka.
Hey,
Maximalaka.
Get closer every time.
I've known him, Chris. I've known you so many years, and I still don't know how to say your last name. I just know there's a lot of vowels at the end.
Every other letter is an A.
Every other letter is an A, which is basically a street in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So you're named after a street in Hawaii. Big shout out to my boy, Lance Patrick.
Yes, Laksamana.
Laksamana.
I got it right.
Yeah, basically it's Filipino. It's a Filipino name.
Yeah, I know. I'm Filipino.
So no, you're not. You're Filipino by association, Lance. But yeah. I'm pretty sure there will be a racist comment coming out of Lance's mouth about our last names. Am I right?
Wait.
What do you call our language? What do you call it?
Tagala.
Okay. I've taught Lance how to say the language 95 times. I think you are choosing to say it wrong because it's funnier. It's Tagalog. Tagalog.
Tagala.
Oh, God. See? This is what I'm talking. Now the guy that's sitting to my right, I'm just gonna put it out there. Every now and then I think there's an alien that's brought to this world to help advance. I've said this to you before, right, Lance?
Yeah.
And I don't mean alien as in a bad word. I mean a little more. It's a little more advanced in human to help us excel as humans.
Yeah.
One example I'll say, Michael Jordan. I think the game of basketball was struggling. I think it was fun to watch. But when Michael Jordan was born, it brought it to another level. It changed the game. It changed society. It changed the world. And I'm not exaggerating. I know that sounds far-fetched, but look what Michael Jordan did for the game of basketball and what he did to the world.
Oh, yeah. I love Space Jam.
Oh, come on. See, that's not what I'm getting at. What I mean is real, man. Like, Michael Jordan changed the game, man. And he changed the world. Like, there will never be another dream team. There will never be a shoe that was made specifically for this guy. I mean, to this day, people are still rocking Jordans. When was the last time he played on a court? Seriously. Like, real high-level Michael Jordan class. Never. But to this day, you put his shoes out on the shelves, it's sold out. And that's what I mean about that. And then, you know, there's countless other people that I think. You know, I think Steph, you know what I mean? Chef Curry.
Yeah.
I think he's the next, he's that other alien.
Elon Musk. Yeah.
It's to Elon Musk, what he's doing for with Tesla. He's changing the game. Now, I know I put you on a very high plateau.
Yeah, take it down a notch.
But I think you deserve that and command. Oh, Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
I think what Carolla did with podcast changed the game, man. Because he, you know, at that time he was on top. I mean, you know, The Man Show and Loveline and Jimmy Kimmel. And you know what I mean? He had his hot, you know, what was it, Chris? Hot 97?
Yeah, the KLSX 97.1.
Yeah, that is a huge radio show, especially 7 years ago. And he was on top of the world at that point. They changed formats, and he went and created. He didn't create, but the pods were starting to come about. And Adam was, he took a shot at it. The day he quit 97, he created the pod.
He got laid off.
Well, whatever it was, Chris. Whatever it was, Chris, he got laid off. But literally, he did not sit on a couch and go, what am I going to do now?
It's more badass that he got laid off and then started
That's
it.
That's dope. But what I'm saying is, what he did is he didn't go, let me think about it. Let me throw out some, my resume to other radio stations. Oh, I'm going to cry because TV's not playing my show anymore. This man said, you know what? I'm going to start a pod. I'm going to start a pod off of my couch in my own living room. And what happened? He ended up breaking a Guinness Book of World Records and changing the game. Right?
That's exactly right.
Exactly right.
You know who else changed the game?
Let me tell you. Let me give you your introduction, because this long introduction that I'm doing is to get to you.
Okay?
Shoot. And I think you did. Yeah, and I've said this to you time and time again, Batch, because you are my good friend and I love you dearly. I have a very special guest by the name of Andrew Batchelor, and you can go to andrewbatchelor.com. It's spelled AndrewBachelor. And the reason why I do that is because we live in a time where people don't spell shit correctly. So I'm going to give you the correct spelling, Andrew Batchelor. And if you want to go to his Twitter, it's King Batch, YouTube, Bachelor's Pad TV. And, of course, the King of Vine. If you're still on Vine, if you're on Facebook, just go to King Batch, and he pretty much owns everything that has to do with social media. This man moved to Hollywood. First of all, round of applause for King Batch, everybody.
Yes.
I mean, you're amazing. Woo! King Batch is here in
the
house.
Just me clapping, by the way.
See how talented that was? That sounded like seven people. That's what this man does. Dude, you are extremely talented, and you are literally changing the game. You have changed the game. Social media has been dropped on our laps, right? And what happened is people have a choice. We can use it or we can just play with it.
Mm-hmm.
You came to Hollywood how many years ago, sir?
5 years ago.
5 years ago, and you got a degree at FSU, Florida State University. You were actually a track runner.
Mm-hmm.
I think you, do you have like a time there?
Yeah, you know, just no big deal. No.
You ran track though for a really amazing team, right?
Yeah, Florida State. We won nationals three years in a row.
See, that's why I hate him. I love
there.
Him, but I hate him. It's like, you know what I mean?
I was number
like,
two.
Like, it's nothing. He's saying, we won a national championship. Like, fuck you, man.
He's an alien.
Yeah, he is an alien. And then you went over to New York University to take the master's program in film. But then you soon left and said, I'm going to take my talents to Los Angeles and I'm going to chase my dream.
Exactly.
Correct?
Yep.
As you started chasing your dream, this is the hardest game in the world is Hollywood. You know what I mean? I've been doing this 26 years and I'm still going. I won't stop. I'll die
doing
this.
Can't stop, won't stop.
I won't.
It's so much fun, though.
God gave us a talent, Batch, and there's people that have been given a God-given talent, and some people don't know what to do with it.
Right.
You know, and it takes that extra, it's that extra step. Like, God will give it to you, and then he'll say, now run amok. Figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I think we're figuring it out. I'm still going to go for it. As long as it takes me, I will die telling stand-up, and I will die telling jokes and making people laugh. You ran with it.
You're killing it.
Thank you, boss.
For those listening, I've been traveling with Joe for how much? Almost a year
now? It's about a year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's going to be a year here pretty soon.
And he gets a standing O every show. Lance, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Every show, standing O. Hey, and it's like...
We got one time, remember that?
Yeah, from the one guy in the front row.
This was hysterical. They did a show in, where was that? Where
were we? 3 weeks ago.
Orlando.
Yeah, that was in Orlando, Florida, at the Improv. And I believe Lance goes up first, and he's having a great set.
Mm-hmm.
And we're watching. He's getting applause breaks. And then at the end of his set, this one guy in the front just jumps out of his seat as if to say, please don't leave. But if you do leave, just know I really love you. And I'm showing you that through this standing O. And I couldn't wait to tell him. Remember that? We were happy.
Yeah.
He came backstage and we were like, yo, standing O. We hugged him. And even he was like, did you see that guy? He stood, man. He jumped up. Then Batch went up. Yeah. And Batch had a killer
Kills
set.
It.
Kills it. And the same man jumped up and went, you know how I felt about that white guy before you? Well, I truly feel the same way about you too, sir. I'm going to show you through standing O. And he stood again.
Yeah.
Batch comes back. Yo, that dude's dead. right? Then Angela goes up. Angela Johnson does a guest set. Mm-hmm. This man stands up for Angela as well. It was three standing O's. Yeah. Back to back to back.
And then you talked about it on stage, and it was hilarious because you threw Lance under the bus, and then you threw me under the bus, and you threw Angela under the bus.
And then he
said... do you remember what you said?
I can't remember how I said it.
Do you remember what he said? He was like, dude, you're not going to believe... This is Lance. Dude, you're not going to believe what happened, dude. I just got a standing O. And then I didn't know any of that happened.
Oh, really?
So then I come back, and I go to you. I'm like, hey, yo, Joe, man.
Oh, that's
you ain't
going
to believe this. But I got a standing O. And then he said Angela
and then
came
Angela
up.
Was like, hi. I got a standing O.
And then Joe, after he goes on, he goes, this is what a real standing ovation looks like.
No,
and then
everybody
stands. Right. No, you didn't say that, everyone did stand. And it's amazing, man. The energy in the room when that happens is unreal.
Look, he's freaking out because there's so many callers.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened. Okay.
That's what my Snapchat does, bro.
Let me get to what I was saying earlier about Batch. Look, because what you've done is you moved to Los Angeles, California to chase your dreams. Mm-hmm. And then you were given an opportunity. And I think God gave that opportunity. You know
right.
what I mean? God,
mm-hmm.
God said, here, you're going to move to Hollywood? Fine. Now, here's some tools that you could take advantage of. And there's a lot of people that could take advantage of these tools,
right.
and they refuse not to do it. Mm-hmm. You did it. And not only did you do it, you changed the game, man. Like, you are on some other level-ish. Like, Vine blew up. What you got was about, how many followers on Vine?
Right now, I think I got like 15.2 million or something.
15.2 million. Okay. That's three countries. That's three small countries. Okay. Somewhere. I don't know where. They're just somewhere.
Probably in Tagalog.
In Tagalog land. And then you started making these videos, and very funny because this is how I found out about you. Mm-hmm. I, at my house, I always, like, during the summer, it's like every cousin, all my son's cousins stay at my house. And they play, they goof off, and then of course, they go to the computer, and they start YouTubing videos, right? Mm-hmm. And they started looking at a Vine compilation of King Batch. And they knew every single video that you did.
Really?
And they're dying laughing. And they're pointing at me going, Uncle Joe, have you seen this one? And I'm like, you know I'm the funny one in this family, right? Why are you going to this man's Vine compilation? And then I start watching. I'm like, all right, I get it. He's funny. He's very funny. But anyways, let's fast forward. You are killing the game social media-wise. Like, what is the record that you have?
I have the Guinness Book of World Records for the most Vine followers in the world.
Isn't that
in the
crazy?
Universe.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that
so
is.
So what happened 7 years ago with Adam Carolla, you know what I mean? It still hasn't been touched. That record still stands. No one has touched it. And this podcast game has excelled because of Adam. You know what I mean? And because of Adam, there's more pods out there because now people are willing to take that risk because there is, you know what I mean? He was like, I see it. This can happen. And then now people have followed because it is happening. And now you are the same guy. Now you have everybody moving to Hollywood wanting to do what Batch has done. Even myself, I fall victim of it. And I think it's crazy that I didn't use these tools when I had that chance, but I'm glad that you did it because, you know what I mean? It's an amazing thing because
right.
Hollywood has changed. The snails of Hollywood are slowly catching up to what these kids are doing. And they're not putting up just whack content. They're putting up legitimate content. I watch YouTube videos more than I do regular TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I laugh hard.
Yeah. Me too.
And a lot of the countries do as well.
Yeah, you do too, Lance, because Lance is a huge fan of that particular, what am I saying, that movement.
You used to work in the YouTube space, right? With Ray and...
Yeah.
And
but just, you know, when I travel to other countries, you know, like they would say, we don't watch TV, we watch YouTube because the programming on their TV isn't what it is.
Yeah, because they're snails.
Yeah.
No one's moving. No one's catching up. When Netflix crushed everybody, people still weren't catching up. You know what I mean? They were shutting down. Blockbuster shut down because of Netflix.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's so cool to see this man get the deals that he's been getting and showing that he's still humble. Like, you saw how he walked in here. It's just the most humble guy in the world.
Kind of a cripple.
You know, we're
because I'm black.
Yes, it's actually 100% because you're black. It has nothing to do with FSU. All the credits that I gave you, Lance said you crip walked because you're black. That is what Lance does.
You wanted a racist comment.
Yeah. But you know what I love the most is the kid is making a ton of money. He is very grounded and very humble. He comes into the studios, Corolla Digital, and I'm like, hey, man, if you're hungry, there's a snack machine over here. Get whatever you want. It's free. And he was like, it's free? Like, he can't pay for it. So he goes ahead and starts offering stuff for free for everyone else that's here. And I'm like, you know it's free for us, too.
Who doesn't like free stuff, though?
That is true.
You're right.
That is true. But he also, can I talk about your credit card? I don't even give a shit. I'll say it anyways. He has a black card.
What's that?
He has an American Express black card. And basically what that means is he can walk into anything and say, I want to buy all of this. And it will go through. That's how much. There is no limit on a black card. Only a few people get a black card. Very few. And he has it. That's the only credit card he carries. And he puts it on the back of his iPhone. And guess what he buys with it, Lance?
What?
Jack in a Box. Jack in a Box or chicken fingers from any bowling alley. He has never bought a Rolex. He never even buys clothes.
Yeah.
This man wears nothing but free clothes. Lance, what is he wearing right now?
He's wearing the King Batch's jacket.
Yes.
The
King
Batch. The one he always wears. Everywhere.
The one that he wears everywhere he goes.
Every day.
He wears it so much he has an Instagram for it that someone else has created. And that someone else is Lance and I.
That's right.
And guess what? That jacket has more followers than anybody else out there.
Way more than me.
Way more. And this jacket has traveled the world.
It's been to Dubai, Australia, France,
that's
Italy.
So true. So
he's so humble, except when he talks about where his jacket's been.
I know. When he talks about his jacket is the shit. Here's the cool thing about Batch. He's got, I'm sorry, let's just go over the Twitter. Twitter, you have 15 million followers. Let's just round up. Vine, you have 15 million. Twitter, you have 1.9. Mm-hmm. You know, that's dying. Instagram, you have about, what, 13 million?
6.4.
6.4 million, whatever, that's 13 million to me. Facebook, you have?
6.7.
6.7. So right now, off the top of my head, since I'm half Asian, about 25 million.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, you know, you got Snapchat, you got this.
Shots, which you also own.
Yeah.
So it's closer to 30 million.
Yeah, it's like 30 million.
Yeah.
Wow. Combined.
And it's so funny. We walk in here and he starts Snapchatting right in front of Chris and Nick and all these guys. And I don't think they understood just how much pull this dude has with his thumb. You know, because people see him Snapchatting and you and I had to do three takes with his Snapchat. And we were like, I knew how necessary it was to get it right. I think Chris was like, you know what? We need to start this show. Am I right, Chris?
I thought that second take was pretty good.
Thought it was pretty good, Chris. But deep down inside, you were like, hey, guys, it's just fucking Snap.
But he knows now with the calls coming in, right?
Our phones are blowing up.
Then he goes, let's take some calls with your fans. And he goes, you know what? I'll just use my Snapchat and let people know. And now these phones are off the hook. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Ask Batch whatever you want. He's willing to answer. And
do you know how many calls we got so far?
Oh, it's about 1 million. 1 million, and a lot of these kids are calling on their mom's dime.
We have four lines available, but they were just coming. Like they were
they
just
keep
coming
dropping
in.
And calling, dropping and calling because they want to make sure that they get a hold of you. You got the names and everything up?
Yeah,
those are right now. As of now, okay, I'm going to pick up line five. That's Brandon. He's 15, and he is from. I can't even say it. Is that Bethlehem? Yeah.
He's from the
Bethlehem.
Bible.
Yeah, he's actually Jesus' friend, Brandon.
Oh, let's
he's
say
not
what's up,
in the
Jesus.
Old Testament. He's in the very, very New Testament.
The newest.
Jesus Christ had a good friend named Brandon, and Brandon was also a carpenter. And he's going to go ahead and ask a question. Let me pick that line up right now. What's up, Brandon? Brandon, you 15?
Yeah.
Out of Bethlehem?
Yes, sir.
And are you related to Jesus Christ at all?
No comment.
No comment.
No comment. What if he is Jesus?
Yeah, he's probably you probably know Jesus Christ, Batch. That's how popular you are. It's either he knows Jesus or Jesus is following Batch.
He's on
Vine.
Line six.
Yeah. Is Jesus on line six?
Yeah, Jesus is on
Brandon,
no,
we gotta
Jesus
go.
Is on line seven. Everyone knows Jesus is on line seven.
All right, would King Batch be in Rush Hour 4? Wait, do they? Oh, yeah.
Is that your question, Brandon?
Is that your question, Brandon?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I would definitely. Is there going to be a Rush Hour 4? Do you know?
Brandon, let me ask you, why would you ask Batch that question? Are they thinking about making the movie, or is it because he's kind of like the new Chris Tucker?
He's the new Chris Tucker.
Oh,
I like you, Brandon.
I like that, man. Because my generation, mm-hmm. which is what when that movie come out, 92-ish or whatever, right, Chris?
I think a little later than that. Yeah.
Whatever it was, I was the younger kid, and that was my dude. Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker to me at that time was like my new Eddie Murphy. Like Rush Hour and Friday and all those movies. Mo Money.
Oh, yeah.
Or Money Talks. Money Talks. I mean, I couldn't
Fifth
get
Element.
Enough. Fifth Element. I couldn't get enough Chris Tucker. And so to these kids, Batch, that is what you are now. So. Is that a compliment? Yes?
Yeah, it's a compliment. And Brandon, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Little known fact about Rush Hour is that's the reason Rotten Tomatoes exists. Because like the guy was like, I wish I knew what everybody thought of Rush Hour. So he started Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow. Yeah. So the creator of Rotten Tomatoes actually started it because of Rush Hour.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Batch, I don't know if you know what a podcast is, but I need you over here by the microphone.
He just walked out of the room.
He still thinks this is Vine.
I feel like it.
I thought it's only 6 seconds. How much time
do we get? Yo, Brandon, thank you so much for your question. Do you have anything else you want to ask, Batch?
No.
That'll be all.
I feel like the two of you as a team would be great in Rush Hour 4.
Ooh. I would do that. I could be the new Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Can you do karate?
I can do karate.
That wasn't karate. That was an accent.
Ah. But if you can hear it, then you can see it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Batch, grab that gun from that man now.
Yeah, grab a gun? I don't know karate. You Jackie Chan.
Yes, I am. All right, how do I hang up on Brandon?
Let's press hold.
I did.
The red button.
He's still on. Did he just say the red button?
Yo, Brandon's hilarious. Hey,
Brandon's killing.
Hey, Brandon, don't hang up on him. Press hold.
Wait, don't
there
hang up.
There he is.
Hello, Brandon?
Oh, hold on. You want to talk to him again?
Brandon.
Go ahead. Talk to
Brandon?
Him.
Yes.
All right, wait. I'm going to follow you on Twitter right now. You got Twitter?
No.
All right, hang up on
Brandon.
Right,
see you later, Brandon. Have a bad day. What a mistake that was. You had every opportunity to become Batch's friend. And you blew it, Brandon.
Batch doesn't even follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, but Batch doesn't even follow us.
I was about to follow Brandon.
I know. Way to go, Brandon.
All right. This is a lot of fun. I think I can help you, Batch.
Yes.
If you don't know Kung Fu, I can teach you Kung Fu. You just have to believe in Kung Fu.
All right, look, man, I've been leaving for years, but that ain't helped me, man. I need you to teach me karate so I can whoop some ass.
It's karate.
Nah, man, it's karate.
Well, you teach me how to crip walk, and I will teach you how to use nunchuck.
All right, deal.
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 And that's the first scene.
I would so go to watch that.
Would you watch
yes,
that?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we're going to go to another line. Let's pick up. Let's see here. We got you want it older? You want someone in their 30s or you want someone 15?
Oh, get the 30-year-old.
30-year-old. This is Paul from Chicago. Wants to talk about the future of technology. Specifically, he makes, what does it say, Chris?
Interactive movies.
Interactive movies. Let's go ahead and pick that up. Line one.
We have to.
What's up, Paul? You're talking to Batch and Joe Coy.
Joy.
Hey, what's up, boss? How are you?
How you doing, man? I'm a huge fan. I hear you on Adam's show all the time. It's actually his tweet. Sorry for the guest, although you sound super interesting. Maybe I'm out of your demographic.
No, that's fine. But that's the whole point of this this show, this pod. So you get to meet and introduce. You know what I mean? Like he has 30 million followers. Unfortunately, One of them that doesn't follow him is Paul, and he's 30, and he's in Chicago.
Come on, Paul!
30 million and one.
Oh, now he's following you, Matt.
Yes, I love you, Paul.
And that's very important. So your question is the future of technology. And I think that's a great question for Batch, because literally he is – it's like DNA for this guy. He lives by this phone, and just watching him wake up and – making movies with his phone, and he never puts the thing down, and that's the reason why he has 30 million followers. You know what I mean?
So, right. Well, in that vein, then, because like you were talking about with YouTube and all these different things. I mean, Reddit and Patreon and all these things that kind of like come together that really, really, really connect millions of people with no middleman whatsoever, with original content creators. I mean, it's like a straight line. We're really cutting out people that mitigate these things or prevent people from getting to their audience. For instance, I'm not plugging anybody, but there's this guy on YouTube, H3H3 Productions, that he really is interactive with his people through his subreddit. And so it becomes like you're having a conversation with this guy. You'll tweet him or you'll this or whatever, and you'll see him bring up multiple threads that are relevant to his fans, specifically about what you talk about. There's no more middleman as far as I need to feel like I'm separate from this person. And that's exactly how I feel at my age. And I see, like, with the new stuff coming up, I'm separate from, you know, I don't know, Brad Pitt, right? That's a guy I like in a movie. I like Star Wars. I like this. I don't interact with them. The future is these things where I'm a part of content creation. I'm mentioned in comments. I'm mentioned by these people that I like. And all of a sudden, they become so much more real to me that I'm even more invested that I'll go on a site like Patreon. And I'll give the guy money for doing nothing, really, that I would be getting from Brandon.
Exactly. And you feel more connected, correct?
Absolutely. I feel like a part of a community as opposed to just a fan.
And there's that whole new generation of kids that are coming up that want to be attached to something. They can't attach themselves to Tom Cruise or any of these actors.
Nope.
There's no connection there.
Nothing.
Whereas it's like Batch can create this content, and then immediately someone can get on there and comment, and they comment in hopes that Batch will respond.
Yes.
And then Batch will get on there and hit them back, and then all of a sudden they're the cool kid at school, or, you know, like they have a friend. They feel like they have a connection. They have a new friend.
But Paul, right. do you like how, like, because I'm from the old school and so are you, kind of. You're only 30. I'm 45. But do you like how it is now with the Hulu and the Netflix and, you know what I mean?
Well, I do. My girlfriend and I haven't had cable for years. And the only thing that really bothers me about that is, you know, Bears games. Other than that, like, I'm talking to Joe Coy right now. This is a dude I hear on my favorite shows. This is a guy here making jokes, cracking jokes about, you know, P.F. Chang's or whatever. I don't get to talk to people that I know on a level that I hear like every day. And so this is really cool that right now a bunch of people who are hearing you and who are hearing me are like, yeah, that's right. Like, oh, I can talk to Joe Coy.
Oh, that's so cool, man. I really appreciate that, Paul. And thank you for your call. And Paul, are you on Twitter? What social networks are you on?
I'm on it, but I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm a super, 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 like, anti-social media man. So I'm totally anonymous. I don't want to give my name out.
I
don't have a Facebook. I have a Twitter just to do exactly what I'm doing right now, is listen and interact with my podcast and with my YouTube creators and things like that.
Done. And when I see you on Twitter, I'm gonna hit you up directly. I'm going to say hi and what's up on Twitter. Is that cool?
I mean, I can give you the name. It's just, shit, man, I don't even hang out at my desk right now. I don't even know what it is.
We'll get Chris. Chris will get you right now, and we'll get it from you. Is that cool?
It's Bane7212.
Bane, spell that for me.
B-A-N-E.
Okay, got you.
7212.
All right, man. It was so nice talking to you. And
thanks, man. Like I said, 30 million and one now.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it, man.
Take care. See you later, Paul.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks for calling. That was a cool call, actually.
Yeah, really,
and see, and that's what I like about Batch. Like, when he goes on the road with me, and by the way, he doesn't go on the road with me everywhere. I don't want anyone to think on this, when you're listening right now, oh, I'm going to catch Batch with Joe Coy. It's not like that. You know what I mean? He comes whenever he wants. And
when he's not,
and we don't announce it,
filming a movie.
And you know, and when he's not shooting a TV show or a commercial or anything. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I want to give you props on that, man, because he flies himself out and he's trying to hone this craft. And because a lot of people always say that in this business, when people blow up, they just go out there and use their name and sell tickets and, you know, and don't really care about their fans. They just want to hurry up and capitalize on whatever's happening in their career at that point in time. And Batch told me, he goes, I don't want to do that, man. I want to learn this craft. I want to make sure that my fans go to a really good show. So when I do start promoting my name, bam, it's legit.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about him. He's really honing his craft. And he does that in every element of this particular entertainment business that he's doing. Like he's trying to wear the hats and he wants to be the best at everything. I know it sounds like I'm stroking his, you know what I mean, his ego, but it's very true. I'm just shining light on what's the obvious, okay. You know?
What I want to know is, like, because, you know, this is such a new concept. How do you know that you're making the right move? Like, you have nobody in front of you that's doing it, because if you're at the front of the game already, how do you know?
How does he know?
Yeah.
30 million people, Chris. Are you not listening to the damn pod?
Yeah, but like we said, he has already accomplished this on another planet, and now he brought it here.
The planet Vectar is missing King Batch.
Yeah.
And he's here. And that's what I compliment you on that, man. So in no way are we trying to say that he's on our shows or anything. He comes and goes whenever he wants, and it's pretty cool that he's that well-disciplined. He knows that he wants to hone in on this craft, and he wants to do it in front of an audience that doesn't know who he is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And my hat's off for that, man. And that is so cool that you do that. Let's take another phone call. It's Sarah. Okay, can I take this call first, Chris? I got Sarah. She's 15 out of Irvine, California. She's local and she's got a question. It's what's King Batch's biggest regret? That's line 5. What's up, Sarah?
Hey.
You're talking to Batch now.
What's up, Sarah?
All right.
Irvine.
Hey.
Irvine's not far from us.
No, it's not. It's in fact, that was the first show you ever did with me.
Yeah, that was.
That was the very first show that Batch Everly. I remember he was backstage
was
in the green
scared.
Room.
Yeah,
you were in the green room, and he was in the green room, and he introduced himself, and I was like, hey, what's up? We met through Matt, mm-hmm. And then I go, I just looked down and go, you want to go on stage? And he goes, can I get a shot of tequila? And he literally took a shot of tequila and went on stage. I think he had about 4 minutes.
Yeah. No, I didn't have 5, like 3.
Yeah, like 3 minutes.
But felt like an hour.
Yeah.
I felt like I did my special that night.
And it was so funny. It did, huh? And then it was so funny because I had a second show and he was like, I gotta go.
There's so many people there. It made me nervous.
And your anniversary's coming up. Yeah, aren't you doing Irvine again, Joe?
Yeah, we're doing Irvine, California, I believe in April. Is that right, Chris? Or is it?
Yeah.
You do it the same time every year?
So Irvine, California, April 8th through the 9th and April 15th through the 16th, man.
It's the same time?
Yeah, I think so. I do it like every April, man.
That's crazy.
It's your anniversary.
That's my anniversary, knowing you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he'll be there, but if he does, he's more than welcome to go up. He's probably shooting a damn movie.
Yeah.
Go to joecoy.com for tickets, and I'll also be at the Treasure Island March 18th.
And that's
another one.
I'm definitely going there.
You did that one last year, and you know how hot that show is.
That's why I'm going back.
That's a big show. If you want tickets for that, that's at treasureisland.com, joecoy.com, or ticketmaster.com. Treasure Island, March 18th. That's one of my favorite shows of the year.
Yeah.
Sarah wants to know what your biggest regret was ever. She just wants to know. Go for it, Sarah.
Sarah?
You got Batch on the phone.
Sarah, I want to know your biggest regret first before I tell you mine.
Oh.
What's the biggest regret?
Geometry.
I regret taking geometry. I have no choice.
Wait, do you get a chance to pick between algebra and geometry, or they just tell you what you have to do?
I'd rather pick algebra than geometry.
Okay. Real quick, Sarah, it's called algebra. So you might want to take English as well.
Oh, that's mean, Joe.
All right, I'm joking.
Joe, you cannot
listen.
Sarah, apologize.
Is Sarah there?
Sarah, I apologize for Joe Coy.
Sarah, I was just joking.
You do not talk to Team Batch like that. You do not talk to Team Batch like that.
I'm just joking. All right, look, Sarah, I'm a father, and I have a son that's 12 years old. And all I'm doing right now, Sarah, is I'm hating on you because I failed my son's test. My son had a test. You know this, Batch. Yeah. You hear from me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why I'm saying that, Sarah, is because I can't do elementary math. And I just said that my son is in the seventh grade, and I said elementary math.
You almost started a war with hashtag team badge.
I know, and you don't want to do that.
Sarah, your podcast.
Sarah, I got your back. I'm about to punch him right now. Ready?
Oh, no, don't.
My biggest regret is meeting Joe Coy. My biggest regret is meeting Joe Coy.
He just said Joy.
Joy.
Did you see that?
Joy.
Are you having fun so far?
I'm having a great time. This is great.
Batch, you're an amazing talent, and we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back, and we're still going to take those calls.
Jump man. Ooh. Oh.
Yo, we're back with King Batch. You guys can go, you know, if you're not following him, then you're just one of the 30 million people that are not following this man. At King Batch for Twitter, go to Vine. His name is King Batch, B-A-C-H.
Batch!
He also has a YouTube channel, Bachelor's Pad TV.
Bachelor's Pad TV.
And then you can go to his website, AndrewBachelor.com.
AndrewBachelor.com, a.k.a. KingBatch.com.
Come.
Why am I my own hype man?
That's fine, man. Actually, you are a radio hype man.
Why do we keep saying hitman?
And here comes Lance. He's about to say something.
Because you're
like, okay. See, it always goes back to that. We're going to take one more call, if you don't mind. This is Stephanie. She's 19, out of Naples, Florida. Ooh, you're from Florida?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but let's pick it up. What's up, Stephanie? You're on with Joe Coy and Batch.
Hey, what's up?
How are you? So someone's speaking Spanish in the background.
Oh, yeah, that's my friend's mom. Yeah, we're Cuban.
Ah, it's those Cubans.
Cubano.
Cubano.
Hey.
Oh,
here's the cool thing about Cubans or any Latino. It can be Mexican, Cuban, you can be any Guatemalan, you can be whatever Latino. Are you still there, Stephanie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, just hear me out real quick, and I'll let you talk to Batch. Right. But you can be of any descent, okay? You can be, does that make sense, descent?
Yeah.
Mexican, Guatemalan, whatever.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah, Puerto Rican, whatever.
Dominican Republic.
Dominicano. Ooh, that was good. Yeah, I like that one. It doesn't matter what you are. All you have to sing is suavemente, and they go crazy. Look, see?
Yeah.
She started singing it. It doesn't matter. That song is for anyone that speaks Spanish.
Everybody. Right.
They don't even care they all know the name of the singer, though. It's Elvis Crespo. Is that right?
Elvis Crespo, yeah.
Look, see,
she said it with the accent.
Yeah, she said it with the accent.
Oh,
but
God.
Any, it doesn't matter what they are, Mexican, Cuban, yeah. Puerto Rican, you go suavemente, besame. Boom. Pregnant. The soccer game stops, someone gets pregnant. It's that fast. Stephanie, your question for Bachelor. He's here. Talk to him.
Hey.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Hey, what's the next big thing you have planned for your Vine career?
The next big thing for not just my Vine, I guess for me in general, is I'm just doing a lot more. I'm doing a lot more like TV shows and movies, and I'm trying to, because my main goal, like when I first moved out to California, was to be an actor. So I didn't know how I was going to do that. But the whole reason why I started doing Vine and YouTube and everything like that is because I realized during these auditions, they were giving all the roles to people that had like big followings. Like they would have a whole bunch of people audition, but then they would end up giving the role to like Brad Pitt or, you know, someone like Will Smith, someone that doesn't have to audition.
Yes. Yeah.
So I was like, what is that about?
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, you know, I need to make my own following, my own fan base,
yeah.
And you know, that's why I started to do it. So I'm just following my dreams, and I'm just now being able to use the opportunity that I have to do the TV shows and movies. So I'm just gonna keep on doing that, keep the ball rolling. I got a movie coming out April 1st.
Yes,
Meet the Blacks
with Mike Epps. Called Meet the Blacks. Yo, the trailer's so funny, and you're in that movie.
Yeah.
And then what else do you got?
And then I got another movie coming out in September called The Babysitter, which I think is going to be my favorite movie that I did. It was so much fun shooting.
Nice.
And then, yeah, I did 50 Shades of Black, which came out, I think, last month.
And let's not forget the big deal that was all over, you know, all over Vanity, I can't even, Variety and everything. Your deal that you made with Key and Peele.
Right, the TV show.
The TV show. So I think that's really cool. So Key and Peele, they're in development with you.
Mm-hmm.
So look out for that, Stephanie. But most importantly, Stephanie, like he said, if you dream it or whatever, and I know this sounds corny or whatever the case may be, but you know what I mean? He didn't wait for opportunity. He created opportunity. And that's in any...
That's everything.
And that's in everything you do. That's it. Don't wait for it, especially this day and age. The tools are there, and you can do it.
Yeah.
Whether you want to be a dentist or you want to be a dancer, whatever it is, just go and do it. Don't wait for it.
Yeah, you don't have to do a 9-to-5. You can create your own.
Like, exactly. If you're
going to, I don't know, work at Walmart, don't have to do that. Build your own Walmart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so true. Did you hear that, Steph?
I hear it.
Suavemente. Besame. I love you, girl. Bye.
Bye. Take care.
That was a good call.
Yeah.
I love
Team Batch, by the way.
Team Batch is amazing.
How dare you talk to her like that?
Yes. He was really going to go after me.
He was.
Don't ever talk to her about
it. I was ready to watch it, though.
Yeah, it was about to go down.
My money's on him.
Yeah. You know what's
why?
Cool?
Why is your money on me, Lance?
You know why.
He's black. He's black. Black people are born to fight right when they're born.
Yeah. World star.
Like literally, they're, like what I, you know what I mean by saying born to fight? Like they're born to fight? What I'm saying is black people, right when they're born, they can fight. I will never fight a black baby.
Never?
Black baby will kick my ass.
Never say never, bro.
I don't know. I mean, well, you're right. If I can dream it, it could happen.
Yeah, you're right.
I just got to take... Come on, black baby. Let's do this.
What's up, motherfucker?
Oh, damn. It's already cursing.
Yeah.
To the head. To the head. He's got a gun. See what I mean?
He's got a gun.
The baby already had a gun.
I knew it.
Mommy, I want milk now.
I knew it.
And he's still cute.
Where's Daddy?
He's so cute.
Daddy's never
he's the
around.
Cutest little killer.
That's so bad. What is your ethnic background?
My parents are Jamaican. I was born in Canada. And yeah. That's life right there.
So Toronto, to be
Toronto.
Exact.
With running through the six.
Yo, Toronto is on the come up for
Yo,
real.
We got Bieber. We got Drake.
Don't forget Russell Peters.
Russell Peters.
Russell Peters was the first one to really, like, bring it down.
Yep.
Yeah, so Toronto is on the come up hardcore.
Yep.
And, Batch, you were, I didn't know how popular you were until we went to a mall one day. And it was the funniest thing because Chris, he does this joke on stage. Oh, I don't want to do the joke, but he just talks about fans. And, when I heard about the fan joke, I didn't think it would be that intense until I actually went to a mall with him. And all it takes is one courageous fan to go, can I have a selfie with you? And then it's a storm of people. To where he almost killed 500 people on an escalator because one person stopped at the bottom of the escalator to take a picture with him, but everyone else that was on that escalator wanted to take a picture with him, and they kept piling up on top. It looked like a cartoon when they just start
yeah.
falling on top
yeah.
of each other. And the person that started this fall was a parents. They
yeah.
had a baby in a stroller.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
didn't even care about the baby. They just wanted this selfie.
I was like, watch the baby.
They was like, screw
and
this
you know
baby.
What was crazy? Like, it was just like a mob of everyone. It was
yes.
like Bieber walked in the mall. You know, like Batch just walks in the mall and everyone goes crazy. And then security runs up. You're like, oh, thank God, security.
Yeah.
And security's like, hey, can
oh,
we get a picture?
That's right. That's right. That was the funniest part, Lance.
Yeah.
You're right. So we go to get security to help Batch. And then security's like, wait a minute. Is that Batch?
Yeah.
And then they pull out their phones to take a picture with them.
They weren't there to protect. They were there to get a selfie.
I'm telling
Hashtag
you.
Team Batch.
What if they're undercover? They weren't even like real cops.
How about this one? This is one of my favorite stories too. We were eating at this restaurant, Chris, and the waiter, we had a big party of like eight at our table. And I think the waitress spilt soup or tea all over the floor and all over one of the people at our table.
Oh, yeah.
Then there was another waitress that it was right in front. It happened right in front of the other waitress, right? this other waitress walked around the spill and not help.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even help the person and looked right at Batch and goes, can I please take this selfie with you?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're not going to help this person that has iced tea all over their back? No, I really need this because I'm about to go on my break. And when I come back from my break, I have a feeling he's not going to be here.
She'd probably do that if he was on fire.
Yeah, for sure. Step over a demo. So how are you dealing with this fame, man? Is it hard? I know you get anxiety a lot sometimes. I see it in your face.
Yeah, I only get anxieties when it's like when it's the drunk people. Like, remember when we went to that club? Where were we? Monterey?
Yes, Monterey.
And then I went with Lance and who else?
Jacob.
It was Jacob?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was, Lance and Jacob. We went to this place. And then, you know, when they're older, when they're drunk, you're like, hey, babe, bitch. Come here. And they grab me by the shoulder, like, hey, selfie and this and that. And then I'm just looking over for Lance, like, as a form of security. And he just taking pictures of the whole thing, just videotaping.
World star.
And then they started coming at you, like, the whole club started coming at you.
Yeah,
so then you go to security to get help. And then he became one of the mob himself. To where you had to run for your life on your own.
Yeah, I'm cool if it's like, you know, maybe like 5 or 6 people, but when it's a lot of people, I just like, I just get anxious. You know, I get anxious.
Oh yeah, you do.
You know, it's crazy.
I get anxious for you, man, because they don't even care.
I just like how he looked at me like I was supposed to step in and defend something. Like I have one good arm and no muscles.
you're so funny.
Looking to throw me in front of a bullet.
But you know what's crazy is I you know, back in the day when I used to see a celebrity like. If there's a tabloid and then it goes, you know, Tom Cruise yells at fan, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I would get mad at Tom to where I would boycott whatever he does. And I'm like, man, that's not how you treat your fans. That's your fans. But you don't know the level that he has to deal with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just one fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, how was that fan? And what was Tom doing?
Yeah.
He was with his kid. You know what I mean? And was he eating? What happened? I seen it with Batch, you know what I mean? Where he's just trying to eat, and these people are literally just cramming in between two tables, and please take the selfie. And he's just trying to eat a piece of sushi. You know what I mean?
But like, for some reason now, I think some people, when they approach a celebrity, they feel like that they're entitled to something, or they feel like you owe them something because tune into your show or da-da-da. But they don't know that division between private and whatever you're doing in your TV show or whatnot.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't know how to say you are always going to be the TV show guy.
But that's what I'm saying. Like in that instance where you said Tom Cruise, you automatically think, oh, man, he wasn't cool enough to just talk to. But no one knows how that fan approached him or anything else.
Yeah.
Like
it's crazy. Like speaking from the other side, it's just like. It's cool if I don't have anything to do. Like if I'm just going and I'm just walking around, it's fine. But it's like if I'm in a rush to go somewhere, or you know, or if I just wake up, it's like you don't want to be seen when you just wake, unless you're like Beyonce and you're flawless.
Yeah,
but I ain't Beyonce.
Yeah,
you know
you're definitely
saying?
Not Beyonce.
He's close though.
You know why?
Look
he's definitely
skin.
Not. Yeah, he does have good skin. Yeah. But can I tell you this? You know why he's not Beyonce? Because Beyonce changes outfits daily. This man wears the same jacket everywhere.
I wear King Batch's jacket.
He does not care. He doesn't care. I have a feeling that we are going to, and I'm going to put it out there. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to open a restaurant.
Yeah, we are. In Studio City?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Batch and I are. So anyone else out there, get ready, because Batch and I are about to own the world.
Own it. Can I?
No, Lance.
Can I get a job there?
No.
No.
Please.
You're fired.
You know why?
You're white.
Ooh.
You're white.
Wow. You're going to try and shut us down. This is what he's going to do.
And we already have a manager.
He's going to start at the bottom, and he's going to work his way up, and he's going to try and X us out.
Nah.
That's what white people do.
I'm going to get a job as a food inspector. I'm going to shut you down.
Wow. You would do that, too. You would do that. He would give us a C. He would give us a fucking C.
Get
unbelievable.
Ready.
I love the fact that you are on the show.
It's great to be here.
And I would love to have you back again, if you don't mind.
Of course.
You don't mind?
Of course. I'll be here. Let's do this 30 more times.
Yeah, as many times. That's how good this guy. He wants to own this craft. Watch. Pretty soon, he's going to have the most famous podcast in the world. And you guys have been listening to my good friend, Andrew Batchelor. Go to his website, andrewbatchelor.com. And like I said, you're just going to be adding to the 30 million people that follow him. But look at his work and appreciate it. He's just a great guy. He takes care of his sister. He's got his own company and his sister works for him. He bought her a Tesla. So that's how we're also. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. That's how we're bonded, man. We're bonded through electric cars.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
This is a good guy.
I can't wait to work for you guys' his restaurant and get a Tesla.
Oh, man. No, we can't hire you, bro.
Not
we can't.
At all.
You're already fired. I haven't even hired you. at King Batch, follow him on everything. You have been a pleasure
to talk to you,
and you're amazing. Come see me, Kansas City, March 24th through the 26th at the Improv. Go to improv.com, joecoy.com for tickets. Most importantly, March 18th, Treasure Island. That's where I'm going to be at, and it's going to be amazing.
That's Vegas.
That's Vegas.
I'll be there, too.
What?
Isn't that the,
don't be putting that out there. We're almost sold out, by the way.
Mysterio Theater.
That's at the Mysterio Theater, you guys. It's an amazing show. That'll be actually Batch's second time.
Yep.
And he's addicted to that stage just as much as I am.
Because they got the big screen there.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's so cool.
It's so beautiful.
Over.
Can we do it now? Can we just go there
Let's
now?
Let's go now. check out my restaurant as well, YoJ. It's in Vegas. Follow that at YoJLV.
We should go there on March. When we have the Vegas show, too.
Let's do it.
Yep.
Let's go. All right, you guys, that
was
fun.
What's the handle? Spell it out.
YoJ. It's YoJILV. And then follow me at Joe Coy, JoKoy. I love the Corolla family. And
love you, man.
I love you, Chris Blaxa Blackla.
La 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 bamba.
And Lance Patrick. And I'm Joe Coy. You've been listening to the Coy Pond. Thank you so much, King Batch. You're the best.
You're the best.
We're out. See you again.
Yeah, I live it like it's all good. 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 I live it like it's all good. 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 I live it like all I ever wanted.